As a Detroit Tigers baseball affiliate, now looking forward to starting at some point our 53rd year consecutively of broadcasting Tigers baseball games. And, well, as you heard in the sports from Pat Johnston, that there may be a season that will start as soon as, if you can call this soon because it's a month away, July 19th.
Well, at least have a date, and yeah. It looks like they're moving in that direction.
It's interesting what's going on. So what happened is that Commissioner Rob Manfred and union negotiator Tony Clark, who is a former Detroit Tiger, by the way, actually met in person yesterday. If I understand correctly, Manfred flew to find Tony Clark, and they was face-to-face. None of this, you know, emailing or phone calls and things like that. Now, here, this is key. There is no agreement at this time. It's just that they seem to have come to an agreement on some of the principles that could lead to a final signing off. Major League Baseball, I think, is, from the owner's perspective, seems a little bit more confident. From the union perspective, it says the union did not immediately embrace it as a done deal. So there could be a few nuances, but what have you. So July 19th is the start date. The season would be a 60-game season. Players would receive full salaries on a prorated basis, which is essentially the terms, it says here, that Major League Baseball agreed to in March in a deal with the union. And that could remove the players' major objections to beginning the season. And that was one of the keys when it came to the salary structures. And it works out to about 37% of salaries. The big change, and this is a change from the last time we talked about what might be going on. Last time there was a thought that there would be no expansion of the postseason. And now there's an expansion from 10 to 16 teams. And this is interesting. It wouldn't be just for this weird 2020 season. Mm-hmm. It would also be for the 2021 season as well.
Really?
The thought being that if it proves successful, that when the new bargaining agreement has to be reached in 2022 before that season starts, that's how far we're looking ahead, is that could be part of the new collective bargaining agreement. The expansion of the playoffs would be permanent.
Wonder how they determine the teams that will be involved.
Well, it's going to be the wild card. You know, your division winners will get the spots, and then they'll just probably just tear it down, you know, the next best records and things like that. But, man, you're talking expanding three teams in each league. Yay for teams that might struggle to reach the playoffs. Let's see. Can we think of any that might be struggling to reach the playoffs?
Well, let's hope our Tigers don't have a struggle with all the new players that they drafted.
Maybe in a few years we'll be the one that team's winning the division, and we won't want the playoffs to be expanded. But I thought that was interesting because that could be put in place now as a future negotiating tool. The designated hitter will be used in both leagues. Whether that becomes a permanent feature as part of the new collective bargaining agreement, I don't know, but I think it will at some point.
It's about time.
I understand traditionalist. I'm a big one, too. But as I've often said, as much as I and, for example, we have, say, Casey Mize is pitching for our Detroit Tigers baseball team. And since pitchers don't bat all that often, if he came to the plate, generally, they get their hits every so often. There's some decent hitting pitchers. It's usually an easy out. I'd much rather watch Miguel Cabrera as a designated hitter strikeout than Casey Mize strikeout.
Yes.
They're going to do away with the luxury tax, at least for this season. So, and there are more things. This doesn't even address the safety protocols, which was one of the big issues as well. And this deals more with some of the salary structure and game proposals. But at least there seems to be more of a closeness to agreement than it has been, especially since there was a face-to-face meeting. Now, what's this mean? Again, who knows? They still have to get this thing signed and done if they want to start the season by July 19th, because you're going to need at least, they say, 3 weeks for players to get in place and do a little restructured spring training to be ready, and then we'll go from there. Stay tuned, of course, as a Detroit Tigers baseball affiliate, and you, as a longtime Detroit Tiger baseball fan listening on your radio, we have a vested interest, as we say. Now, 6:48 is the time on WSW. Real quick, kind of tie this together here. The NBA yesterday released, I think it was like a 180-page manual for getting the season restarted so they get it onto the postseason.
Sounds like a lot of detail.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, they were, you're talking about dealing with all the different minutia. A couple of things that comes out of the manual. How about this? Basketball cleaning guidelines. After each individual workout, not a team workout, mind you, it's a player doing his own individual work, team staff will have to clean the basketball using dish detergent mixed with a gallon of water, wiping down in a clean towel, wiping down the basketball with just water, allowing the basketball to air dry, then spraying with a disinfectant.
Wow, that's quite a process.
Yeah. And that's just for an individual workout.
Yeah. Hmm.
Doesn't say here what's going to happen if there's a team workout. And what I love, though, is it's the team staff. It's like, so I've just got done doing my workout. Here's my dirty ball. Go disinfect it, staff. Why can't the player do that and maybe even make it more safe? Players will have the opportunity to wear a proximity alarm device, which will set off an audio alert when the person is within 6 feet of another person for more than 5 seconds. The proximity alarm will not collect data on the player's movements or location and will not record GPS locations. Okay, I'm thinking that this is only for the players doing those workouts because you can't wear these in a game.
Oh, yeah.
There is no 6 feet distancing in a game. So that's just a couple of things. Oh, players are told to avoid gross habits on the court. Again, this is the NBA manual to restart the season. No spitting or clearing the nose on the court. No wiping the ball with your jersey. No licking your hands or touching other items such as shoes or the basketball after licking your hands. Playing with or unnecessarily touching your mouth guard or other items. And just for fun's sake, players, if they're playing when they have time off playing ping pong, no doubles ping pong is allowed. You have to only play singles, so you'd be maintaining that 6 foot distancing on each side of the table. You have to, if you're going to be golfing, you can't use a caddy. You have to carry your own golf clubs. Oh my gosh, what are they going to do about that? And yes, I love this part too. While the league will test for performance enhancing drugs and diuretics, they'll do no testing for recreational drugs. So NBA players, smoke away.